Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen, amen. The glory of the Lord is available to every person on the earth. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we are eternally grateful to be yours. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, thank you for everything you're doing today and that you've been doing. Thank you for dying for us, for showing us the way, for allowing us to have a relationship with you and with God, with the Almighty God. Amen. We acknowledge that you are God. Amen. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Short message. The chief end of man, to know God. Man was born to fellowship with him. Everyone who makes it to heaven will fellowship with God forever in his glorious presence, which his presence and his glory, so wonderful, so beautiful. Human words cannot express him. And so, if we collectively look at all the ways that the gospel has been proclaimed for 2,000 years, starting, of course, with the Bible, the New Testament, but all the ways, it's all an effort to put into him, into human words, which he cannot be put into human words. That's what's available to every person. God Almighty has made himself. He's offered himself in totality to every person. And he has placed all of himself in Jesus Christ. Amen. The name of Jesus is, I want to just touch on that because that could be an entire series that could last forever. The name of Jesus. When we use the name of Jesus, we can't put into words what that means, what that contains, and what that in what the we cannot put the revelation of the name of Jesus into human words. Just like same thing with the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We cannot put him into human words. Okay. So in the next very short time, I'm just going to try to touch on that revelation, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus contains everything, for example, the power of God, the all of heaven. There's a song that says, "All heaven stands at attention," when we mention that name. The name of Jesus, he's the Son of God, and he's the Savior. He's many things, many, many things. And the primary revelation is that he's God Almighty. The Holy Spirit reveals that he's God Almighty, that he is Lord, and he is God. And so, for example, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he's one God. We cannot ever put him into human words. Ever. All that he is, his character, his attributes, his works, what he does, what he has done, what he will do, all of his everything about him can never, I mean, he's in eternal revelation, and yet he's placed, at the same time, he can be summed up in one word, in one name, in one person, Jesus, Jesus Christ. So, he's an eternal mystery and an eternal revelation, so glorious and awesome, too wonderful for us, okay? But yet, he's made it simple. So that today, anyone in the world, no matter who they are, can find him, know him, receive him, and begin that eternal journey. All because of Jesus, and all in Jesus Christ, and he's placed it all in that one name, the name of Jesus. It's just unspeakable how awesome the gospel is. The name of Jesus. So, but this series is called The Glory of the Lord. Something, I wanted to mention the name of Jesus because I have not done a message about that in a long time. The name of Jesus. Like, but this series, The Glory of the Lord, His glory available. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, who has revealed Himself as the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They are different, yet they are one. There is a difference, and that's something that the Holy Spirit reveals so glorious, so the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father, He's Jesus Unlimited. So never fear, because Jesus is fully available. All the time, to every person. For believers, we have like a triple victory. Our spirit person is filled with the glory of God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. He's all around us all the time. Everywhere we go, He's there. And then if we develop that anointing within us, He can come upon us, and He will come upon us for service to bless other people, to give to other people. To there's seven results of the anointing in Luke 4. Every one of them is, you know, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. I mean, everything is to basically ought to help people and to set people free from the negatives. And glory to God. To think that Jesus Christ became a man, a human, so that we can become what He is. You know, it's this incredible and now He's in heaven, the Holy Spirit is Jesus, and now it's in the name of Jesus. We have this name which contains all of everything that the Father is, and everything that the only true God is, and all of heaven. It's all in that one name. The name of Jesus. Amen.